Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Mary Walters is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, we are celebrating today. We find something to celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. And having beaten anorexia, wow, there's a lot to celebrate today. National Cream de Mint Day. I don't know about cream de mint. I'm not a big, are you a liqueur person?
No.
No, yeah, I'm not much into the liqueurs either. Double cheeseburger day. That's like a wimpy special, right?
I don't know. I'd go for a double cheeseburger right now.
You can go for that one?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Linguine day. Add some shrimp and clams on top of that one.
Are you only going food days now?
No, I'm just looking at what comes up here because I wasn't going to go with National Tackle Kids Cancer Day. That's kind of depressing.
Yeah. And like you're tackling kids with cancer.
We're not tackling the kids.
Okay.
And National Neonatal Nurses Day. I'm appreciative of the neonatal nurses. Actually all the nurses that do great work for out there in the world. We're thankful for them. But it's not all food. I mean, there's some of the other ones. I just looked at them and they weren't. How do you celebrate cancer? I mean, the kids have it. I mean, that's a tough one. Cheese toast day. Okay, put a little avocado on top of that one and a poached egg, and then we can call it something good. And obviously, if you've been listening to me at any length of time, you know that I'm probably not out there celebrating Greenpeace Day. Yeah, that's not it. And we're certainly not celebrating the election results. That's one that we probably are not going to be celebrating here on Ron Siegel Radio.
Such an idiot.
Yeah.
Such an idiot.
Oh, stop that.
Such
you guys
idiot.
Can't be doing that.
Such an idiot.
The election. You know what? It just goes to prove. I shared this yesterday. In California, apparently and obviously, we like the idea of high gas prices, high taxes, having the government control every bit of our world. I don't know. I talk to people. Maybe it's because most of the folks that I talk to are like-minded. We're in the same thought process, although not many admit to thinking like me. But the issue here is they don't like these gas prices. I mean, you look at this right now. California gas prices. I mean, right? I'm looking for today's number, $4.39 a gallon. $4.39 a gallon.
Ow!
In California. Right? The national number, $3.17, is gas prices. And we voted to keep the guy that helps get us there. How does that work? How can somebody tell me that we don't like these things if we vote to keep these things? Right? So that's one issue alone. I did look this morning. Josh's prices keep going down. Ours keep going up. Right? In Nevada, average $3.97. I think Josh said you're paying less than that in the Las Vegas area. $3.97. They're going down. They were over $4.10 a gallon just recently. And in California, yeah, we're at $4.39. Our great underwriter, Lori, she's paying $2.90 a gallon. $2.90, right? She's in Louisiana. We spoke with Kathleen yesterday. She's at $3.05 a gallon. Well, what do we see different from Florida and Texas? $2.81 a gallon. Josh, you used to have a semi-normal state until too many Californians moved to Nevada, right? So the pricing in some of these different areas, Louisiana, right? I mean, they're at $2.89. What are the difference? Well, it's voting. It's how we vote, how we decide we want our state run. So we'd made the decision yesterday that, you know, it's good for thee, but not for me. That's the mentality of California. Right, the governor sends his kids to private school. Can you? Yeah, for the most part, no. He goes out to the French Laundry for dinner. Most people can't even afford the French Laundry, no less going there without their mask and on somebody else paying for dinner for $15,000 for 10 people. $15,000, 10 people. Now, I like good food, but you know that's a little hefty of a price tag right there in my book. But, you know, something that's good for the governor, he can do that. He has people pay for it for him. Schools, they get closed, right? So his kids are going to private school. Your kids aren't going to school. But that's the state that we live in, and we just decided. And the competition, Larry Elder, he had the most votes on the ouster side. You can't say that it's a Republican takeover just because – but that's the marketing, and they did brilliant marketing. Right. If you're a Republican in California, you get a very, very minimal vote. Right. That's we know that. So you didn't even get the recall done by Republicans. It had to be independents and Democrats had to sign the petition for a recall. But where were they during the voting process? Now, we know that there's some questions here. If you can print your ballot on your printer at home, then it just becomes an issue of how much paper do you have? Right? I mean, how much paper can you print? What kind of checks and balances are there? We'll see. Now, let's move right along. The Dow Jones now up 106 points. S&P 500 up 1377. NASDAQ down 27 cents. Here's a stat that I heard this morning. Some people will like this one. Some people may not know it. Apple, you know, it's a fairly well-known stock, I would say, obviously. 75% of the time, the day that they announce their new offerings, the stock drops. 75% of the time. Now, you've got a stock that's been going crazy, right? I mean, if you look at the chart on Apple stock, and it's down again today. It's down as I'm speaking to you. If you're listening to us live in the morning, it's down 88 cents. If you're listening to us on ABC News and Talk on the radio, you know, you already know where it ended up for the day because we're a little bit delayed. But for the last month, if you look at a chart of Apple stock, it's been going up all the way until they announce the new offerings. And I don't know, the Apple 13, the video of it showed basically the big deal of the iPhone 13 is about how much water you can drop it in and how you can drop it in the mud. Now, I don't know about you. I don't usually go throw my phone in the mud. You know, it's just not something that I frequently do. But I guess the phone has got some benefits to it. So are you going to get one? Put in the chat. Are you going to get the new iPhone? I think I'm going to probably buy one of them. You're not getting one?
Nope.
Okay. So Mary knows my family. So here's what we do is my wife is not technologically advanced. In fact, she's probably one of Josh's best students, right? Because Josh handles a lot of our tech for us. And Mindy needs a lot of help. So I think Mindy's still on the iPhone XS. So she's going to get my old iPhone, which is a 12, and I'll get the 13. That way, at least she gets into the 5G world. So, Josh, be ready.
And then you can throw it in the mud if you decide to.
Then I can throw it in the mud. Yeah, so there you go. So I'll be able to throw my phone in the mud, and I'll be all ready for it. So, yeah, I'll probably get one upgrade for myself, and then I give my wife the hand-me-downs. It's probably the only time in the world that she gets the hand-me-downs, but that is I'm the tech nerd in the household. Let's move along and see what else is in the news right now. This one here, maybe we can get Mary to pipe in on this one for us, because this one happens to be dealing with some of our younger people. A survey from LendingTree says that 88% of respondents in their survey said they'd rather own a home than rent, yet 48% of renters say they worry about whether they'll be able to ever buy a home. Ever hear that one?
All the time.
You know what the top three reasons? I'm going to tell you the top three reasons, and we'll see if this is what Mary hears as well. Top three reasons why consumers feel they won't be able to buy a home. 54% say they can't afford the down payment.
Yes.
36% home prices are too high in the area.
Yep.
And 32% credit score makes it hard to qualify for a mortgage.
Yeah, a little bit.
Do most of the people that you are with, do they even have any idea what their credit scores are?
Not really.
Okay. And then they go, if they do, they probably are going to Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, and getting the FICO score rather than a FICO score.
Yep.
So here's the issue. 54% say they cannot afford a down payment or don't believe they can afford a down payment. I wonder if they surveyed those same people, how many of them are going to go out and buy a new iPhone? Right? How many are going to go do that? So if you're spending $1,000 for the new iPhone, I think the XS Max is $1,100. I think that's what I saw it was. Right? So if that's the case, $1,100 for an XS Max and a $500,000, can you find a $500,000 house in Southern California?
Yes.
Condo?
Yeah.
Do that? So how about 0.5% down payment with down payment assistance? Now, you're the math wizard. I think 0.5% is $2,500.
Yep.
So 2 years of no iPhone means you can buy a house.
Sold.
Right? 54% of the people, they don't believe that. They don't understand these numbers. So they need to tell them to listen to us on Ron Siegel Radio, right? We'll give them this information. Home prices are too high in the area. Well, we're going to talk about that when we go over some of the monthly market report. Because what is happening with home affordability? Well, not quite as affordable as it was in 2009, but very, very affordable. And we're going to show you the statistics on that. And credit scores down to a 600, you can get a loan. So the scale on a real FICO mortgage score is 300 to 850. So 600, if I remember my days of high school, which is a long time ago, the bell curve, that's about a C, mm-hmm. right there in the middle. So you should be able to get a house with a average score. Some good information right there. So we're going to continue that conversation when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. The monthly market report, we're going to chat about it today. 5 tips for making your best real estate offer. And we've got a featured home brought to you by my favorite lender, .net. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you can retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less? All without having to spend more each month than you spend right now. Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis. rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. Or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, Geneva does have the home improvement loan, right? Get some money out, cash out for home improvements. I see that the remodeling market is expected at $4.9 trillion. Think about that. A lot of people are looking to do some home improvements. So Geneva's got that program. Dow Jones now up 113 points. The NASDAQ is down 1.42. S&P 500 up 10.69. 10-year Treasury, the yield is up 4 basis points, 1.317, and the mortgage-backed securities down 14 basis points. And a lot of that has to do with, yeah, more false news coming out. Fake news from CNBC. It just drives me nuts. I don't know why we even get this data coming into us. Diana Olick, CNBC, if she ever gets anything right, the next time she gets something right on housing, it will probably also be the first time she gets something right on housing. She's been pushing for the last 10 years, telling everybody how bad housing is. You know, last week she came out, she looked at the mortgage application data for the week and said home sales are starting to crater. Today she says, well, home sales are good. Well, are they bad or are they good? You know, real estate is not like the stock market where it's a day trading issue. Right, so the market doesn't change that quickly in real estate. So the MBA released their mortgage application data for last week showing that applications to purchase a home jumped 7.5% to the highest level since April. Year-over-year purchases are down 12% when factoring in the rise in cash buyers. They're down about 5%. So is real estate dying? I don't think so. Purchases are showing quite a bit of strength with inventory levels down 12%. From last year. And if you remember last year, and most of us tried to forget it, but if you remember last year, You know that last year there were some times where there was absolutely no inventory on the market. Almost comical to compare the headlines again from the media last week to this week. Mortgage demand, here's last week. Mortgage demand falls to the lowest level in 2 months as rates stagnate. Today, mortgage demand from homebuyers jumps to the highest level since April after new listings rise all summer. I wonder where they were. I mean, if they how, did that change? Did they not realize last week that the listings were rising all summer? But, you know, that's why you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, as we give this information to you so that you can understand what's going on and what some of these people, they've got an agenda. Their agenda is to sell advertising. And when, no matter what anybody says, right, and it's ours too, I mean, to sell something, right? The idea of any media, if it's TV, if it's radio, whatever it is, how do you think these organizations make money? Right, if they sell advertising. So the job of anybody, could be ESPN, MSNBC, Hee-Haw, the Cannabis News Network, all of them, their goal is to try and get ears or eyes to the advertising. And they try and give you content that'll do that. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. So every month about this time, we are fortunate to enough to have Mary Walters join us. Hello again.
Hello.
And we talk a little bit about what's going on in the market. We go over some of the headlines from the marketplace. And some of them, you know, we just share with you. Some of them have a lot of meaning to us or to the marketplace. First one we have in here, when you have a void of information, emotion tends to drive decision-making. That's according to Mark Hackett, Chief of Investment Research Nationwide. I wonder if Nationwide is a company or something like that. But that's, I think emotion probably plays a large part of everything, doesn't it? I mean, when you're looking at buying a house, a car, major purchases, I think it has a big voice in all of it. So I don't know whether that matters a whole lot. Year-over-year price appreciation percentages are accelerating. This goes to CoreLogic. Now, we do have to throw out there, CoreLogic said pricing was going to decrease by 6.6%. That was last March. We're looking at different charts.
I think we are.
Okay, so maybe I have
the same reports as you do.
You don't have the same reports that I do. Okay, so I'm going to have to figure out which reports you have, and then we can look. Maybe I'm looking at old data. Housing bubble, you have that one? Risky loans?
No.
Oh, you don't have that one either. Okay, so we'll have to share, Mary. We'll be okay.
I guess so.
There are marked differences in today's run-up in prices compared to 2005, which is a bubble fueled by risky loans and lenient underwriting. Today's loans with high risk features are absent, and mortgage underwriting is prudent. I think that's pretty much accurate right there, mm-hmm. right? That we don't have the same kind of loans that we had before. It's what, 2006, 7, 8, which you probably read in the history books.
Hey, right? I was sort of old enough.
Sort of old enough. Right? So back in that time period, basically, if you could fog a mirror, you could get a loan.
Yep.
Now it's not quite the same. So you have to qualify. Now, there are bank statement loans, stated income loans, debt service loans. That's all out there. But the idea here that, you know, you have to have a job of some sort or be a business owner of some sort to get a loan. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's not quite like it was. Mortgage originations with a score of less than 620. I have a feeling I'm looking at the old stuff.
I think you're looking at like September 2020.
September 2020.
No. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so Josh is looking at me like I'm nuts too. So Josh, put in the newest monthly market report, if you would, into today's show. And let me see if I can pull that one up while we continue ad-libbing right here. Josh is doing this stuff for me in the background. So because apparently I'm the one that's out of whack here. What do you have next, Mary? So Mary, take over the show.
Yeah,
what the heck?
Yeah, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio, guys. So actually the first one I said, so the quote is, we are seeing some signs of softening in the housing market, but context is important here. We are still very much in a seller's market, but we are seeing some early signs of softening.
Which that makes sense. I mean, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago about a shifting market, mm-hmm. that, you know, we're seeing some softening, but that doesn't mean
It doesn't mean that prices are dropping. It doesn't mean the sky is falling. Days on market are, you know, a little bit starting to stretch out a little bit. It's starting to slow down where homes are sitting a little bit longer, but they're still, in most scenarios, going for full price or still going over ask.
So a little bit longer basically means that instead of being 17 days, which is what it was, mm-hmm. you know, it's a little over 17 days, right? So that's, you know, it's still, we're still.
Anything under 60 days is still considered a seller's market.
Right. Yeah, it's excellent. And you're looking, maybe I've got the correct, maybe I have the correct slides now. Thank you, Josh. So once again, Josh is covering my bacon here. So, you know, something like, Josh, maybe I can just start sleeping in a little bit. You can have all this stuff in the show for me when I get up in the morning. It's maybe you're doing it on the fly anyway. So monthly index, July 2019 was 123 is the index. Now we're 189. So we're showing that the showing times is, you know, still a strong, strong market in the area. Now, this is one that fascinates me because this is kind of goes into what they're saying on some of these shows, right, is that the sales price over list price. Now, this – I'm going to throw something out at you, Mary, because this is a little bit – this might be a little different, right? So July 2020, the home selling over list was at 26.8.
Okay.
And June 2021, 50.4. July 2021, 49.6. So – still selling at almost, you know, almost half the homes are selling over list price.
Yes.
Prior to the pandemic, for the most part, did you see that the list price was actually the, like a ceiling and people negotiated down from there? Or was that really a floor and people were buying above that before the pandemic started?
So both ways. So yes, I think the consumer's viewpoint was that was like sort of what they wanted. And then a lot of people would try to come in and ask under. And then, but again, it all depends on the demand of that certain home. So there were still a lot of listings that went over list price. I mean, the data show about 26% in 2020. But yeah, I think it was there was a mindset shift in the consumers that once they saw how much demand was out there the past year, that's when they sort of started realizing that was almost like the starting bidding point was the list price. And that sort of mindset shift started to happen.
And that's going to be a fascinating issue because I'm wondering, will we ever go back to the day that the list price is, you know, that we're doing all kinds of negotiations below, or are people realizing that, you know, something I can get people into a bidding war and I might get a better outcome from a bidding war than trying to negotiate me versus a single buyer as opposed to buyer versus buyer, mm-hmm. and me standing on the sideline watching the price go up.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people who do that already. They list it super, super low knowing they're going to create that little frenzy.
Absolutely. We're going to continue our conversation because one of the things I want to chat about is the monthly listing counts. And there's a lot of data here in a single slide. So we're going to share that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Good morning, Alex. I'm glad you're here with us. We're going to chat about I think we've got a featured home for you today brought to you by myfavoritelender.net and 5 tips for making your best real estate offer, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Welcome back, Alex. I'm glad you're with us. 5 tips for making your best real estate offer in today's seller's market. Standing out as a buyer is critical. Multi-offer scenarios and bidding wars are the norm due to the low supply of houses for sale and high buyer demand. If you're buying this fall, you'll want to take every advantage, especially when you've found the homes of your dreams. Below are 5 things that we're going to talk about in mind to keep in mind when it's time to make an offer. And hey, don't forget, I think we're going to have coming out tomorrow, maybe even later today, we're going to have our new home buyer and home seller guides for the fall. All you have to do is text HBG to 79564. That gets you the buyer guide. HSG to 79564. That'll get you the seller guide. And we update these every quarter. So the quarterly guides are coming out. And I think we'll have those online probably by tomorrow, maybe later today. We'll get those available for you. So number one, know your budget. That's obviously a big one. Knowing your budget and what you're going to afford is critical to your success as a home buyer. The best way to understand your numbers is to give us a call at 800-306-1990 and get pre-underwritten, not just pre-approved for the loan. Freddie Mac puts a quote, they say the pre-approval allows you to look for a home with greater confidence and demonstrates to the seller that you are a serious buyer, unquote. Again, I say pre-underwritten. Number two, be prepared to move fast. Number three, a real estate professional can lead you to victory. Number four, craft a strong, fair offer. So don't go looking at trying to lowball. It's not going to work in this environment. Understand the seller's needs, but resist waiving certain contingencies. That's a biggie right there, unless you know that you've got a pre-underwrite. Don't waive the loan contingency. If you're pre-underwritten and you stay within the guidelines of that underwrite, you can waive the loan contingency. That gives you a stronger offer. There's a lot more data on each of these tips. If you want the information, give us a call, 800-306-1990, or you can just send an email, rj@ronsiegelradio.com, rj@ronsiegelradio.com, and get the full report. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation on the monthly market report. New monthly listings count, 2017 to 2021. And looking at this chart, and I don't know if Josh can pull this chart up on the screen for you if you're watching us on ronsingleradio.tv. But it's a fascinating chart to me, and I'll throw this at you, Mary, because there's a little color to go. Well, not just a chart, but there's color to go behind this and see what you're seeing in the real estate world. Because this is just a different area. I do a little radio and I'm lending and I don't go out and see houses. Very rare. But if you look at the chart and what the numbers are showing, that we go through this year of listings going on the market. And when it's about May, we cap out every year listings on the market. Is that what you see mostly?
Yeah.
Okay, because when I look at this, this is coming from Realtor.com and it's national. So Mary knows more about the local stuff. So we're maxing out about May. Obviously, in 2020, we didn't have a normal year because we were going on that course through March. Pandemic hits, and the listing count plummets in April. Mm-hmm. The fascinating thing to me is once the market somewhat opened, we never ever got back to the listing numbers that we had in prior years.
Nope.
Right. And now we're already on the same trajectory starting in October, the listing count went down just like it does every year.
Yep.
Right. But we still didn't have as many as prior years. Mm-hmm. So the cycle was the same, but the available number of homes never got there.
Yeah. Because in that little where it normally spikes, it just took a complete drop. So right. Even though the rest of the chart sort of follows, that really hurt us right there.
So with that part, so the properties that normally in May may not have sold, right, those could have been still on the market later in the year, mm-hmm. but they never got to market in the first place. So that's a fascinating number right there that I think. And then when you throw in this year, 2021, the numbers for 2021, even though we're still nowhere close to the same number of listings as 17, 18, 19, you know, the chart pretty much looks the same.
Yeah, it's still following the same little path, just in a lower number.
Yeah, a lower area, which tells us exactly what you and I have talked about over the last several months, is that we just don't have enough property.
Yep.
Right? So no matter what the goofy people on the Cannabis News Network and all that want to tell us, right, we're still looking at numbers that are saying people are buying properties, but people just aren't selling properties, aren't listing them. They want to stay home. If these changing inventory dynamics continue, we could see a wave of real estate activity heading into the later part of the year, according to Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com. You know, I think that's wishful thinking.
I think it is too.
Right? I mean, people that haven't listed all year, what is the catalyst for them to list now? I don't know. Affordability, that's a big issue. We talked about that at the beginning.
I was going to say the recall didn't go through, so they're all moving out.
There you go. That could be, right? Perfect. I love that. That's great. I wish I had thought of that. That's awesome.
Incentive.
Yeah, exactly. Incentive to go see Josh. Monthly mortgage payment increasing significantly. Is it really? I don't know. Right? Interest rates are still so low that when you look at it, I mean, the monthly mortgage payments, and when you look at monthly mortgage payments, this is on national levels, right? So April 2020, the chart shows, or actually look at June of 2020, where $1,033 was a monthly mortgage payment. Now we're at $1,255. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, for some people I know, that's about one Starbucks a day, right? I mean, it's not crazy. The affordability numbers are proving what we're saying. Are numbers getting less affordable? Absolutely. The data shows us that. Mm-hmm. But unaffordable?
No.
Right? The interest rates are still amazing.
And there's still a lot of money out there.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot, and it's just a matter of changing budgets maybe a little bit. Mm-hmm. So our affordability is still very, very good. We're more affordable than, you know, we're less affordable than any other time. 2008 was the last time we were less affordable than today. Right? So we're still very, very affordable. work on your budget, right? If you're dealing with the budget, if you're getting your game plan in order, right, I think you can still afford to buy a house.
Yeah, and I think that just comes back to, like, having those realistic expectations.
Right.
Like, you might not get your dream home, but if you want to get your foot in the door somewhere, you might have to, you know, get a little bit less than what you really want.
Well, I'll challenge you one little bit. Mm-hmm. You might not get your dream home today.
Exactly.
Right? Because the path to get your dream home is to buy something today and start letting that building, that build equity.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, that's the area, because you're not going to build equity when you look at, Josh, can you put up the rent chart on there? Slide. Look at that. That's crazy. Right? I mean, that we're no longer even on a ski slope. Like last month we talked about a ski slope, right? This isn't even a ski slope. I think that's more like a cliff.
Yes.
Right? I mean, if you look at this, the chart of where rents are going crazy. Now, I'm going to throw a trick question at you, Mary, because I know it's a simple one. Rent can go up every month, right? You don't have any, or every year.
Yes.
Not a whole lot of control over that. Your lease is what your lease is. Mm-hmm. Once your lease expires, your landlord could raise your rent. They could raise it to where you move out, whatever. California, yes, eventually you will have to pay your rent again. Mm-hmm. On a 30-year fixed rate loan, is your mortgage payment going to go up or down?
Nope.
Not going to change. Stays the same, right? You might have a little bit of a change in your monthly payment based on the minimal amount of property taxes or if insurance changes, mm-hmm. right? But you've got a fixed expense every month. So think about that when you're contemplating the idea of, do you want to rent and pay someone else's mortgage, or do you want to give up a few Starbucks a month? Maybe going, well, no one's going to the movies anymore. I don't know. I don't even know.
Movies last week.
Did you go to the movies?
I did.
Okay, so you're allowed to go to the movies again.
You can.
Okay, so I guess there it is. So, but you can go and give up, find something in your budget that you can give up. Everybody can find a little bit, right?
Oh, definitely.
Right? To come up with $2,500 to buy a $500,000 house, I think you can figure that out. When we're going to come back, we're going to talk about the percentage of income needed for a mortgage payment. And we've got a featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rate. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at RonIsMyLender.com. That's RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Love that, Alex. I get in trouble because I almost use something very similar. I call it Calizuela, but then I get hollered at from various people that I can't say that. But I do anyway.
Well, now I need to know what he said.
Oh, he said that he wants to get out of California.
Oh, there you go.
So it is fun. The featured home segment today being brought to you by myfavoritelender.net, 882 South Endicott Court, Anaheim Hills, 5 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms. Whew. I guess you can go whenever you want to there. Located in Summit Springs community of Anaheim Hills is this prestigious home situated on a quarter lot at the entry of a cul-de-sac and offers a view of the hills and mountains. Spacious home offers 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and close to 2,900 square feet of living space. 2-level home offers a 3-car garage, brick accents, a large glass front yard, large grass front yard.
Please, okay. No glass in the front yard.
No glass in the front yard. Step through the double door entry to a formal living room complete with cathedral ceilings, neutral paint, polished tavertine flooring with custom brass inlays. Formal living. Does anybody use a formal living room anymore?
I don't know.
You know, I think you have a formal living room, but I mean, I don't know what I would do with. A friend of mine just made it into a big TV room.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds alright.
Because most of us have formal living rooms. What do you do with a formal living room? It just sits there.
I feel like most homes don't even have formal living rooms anymore. It's just like the great room, you know, with the open concept. It's just everything's just the great room.
And I think I'd probably like that better. But you know, what am I to say? Hey, the list price on this one $1,200,000. Mike Kelly has the listing at First Team Real Estate. Let's look at some financing options. 10% down, $43.38 a month. 20% down, $38.56 a month. And 25% down, $36.74 a month. That is principal and interest only. Add your taxes, insurance, HOA, and if there's any mortgage insurance, you have to add all that to your payments. And for those of you compliance people keeping score, here it is. APR 2.835, 2.665, and 2.95. NMLS 217037. NMLS 217037. Some interesting information right there. That is the featured home, 882 South Endicott Court, Anaheim Hills. Mike Kelly is the listing agent. If you want more information, give me a call at 800-306-1990. $1,200,000 for the list price of that property. Again, that's a featured home brought to you by myfavoritelender.net. Continuing our conversation this morning, percentage of income needed for a mortgage payment increasing as home prices continue to climb. Yeah, so this is one of those issues that is a generic issue nationwide. Historically, we're looking at 21.2%. is the percentage of income for a mortgage payment, 21.2. I don't know of too many people that have a 21.2 in California, right? You don't see that very often. It's a lot higher than that in California. Just because our property values are higher, We're trying to get into that new home. We're trying to get that next bigger home for most people. I'm gonna suggest that, you know, in some parts of the country, they talk more about getting your home paid off. And I'm not a fan of that because in California, Orange County, California, $830,000 plus is your median home price. If your home is paid off, that's $800,000 worth of dead equity, dead money, not working for you. So it's probably not a good idea, mm-hmm. right? So you actually want to take, in my world, 75 to 80% of the money out of your property at all times. Pull that cash out. And I know there's a big move right now for home improvement and making changes, but I bet you have some ideas on what you can do with it if you pull $100,000 out of your house.
Yeah, I'm not pulling money out and going to parties and buying cars or anything. I'm talking about pulling money out and going to buying more real estate with it. Go buy investment property with it.
And let somebody else pay that mortgage.
Exactly. Put that money to work for you. Don't let it just sit there.
Be a lot smarter. And, you know, down the line, you're going to find out that it's much, much better. Now, what they're saying, mortgage payment as a percentage of income, the National Association of Realtors, their guidance is 25%. Historical average 21.2. Today, 17.1. I don't know about that from the National Association of Realtors. There again, they're looking at national numbers, and I think the association is based out of Chicago, right? So their number is going to be significantly different than us. So here's the issue: homes are not less affordable. Homes are less affordable. They're not unaffordable. And I would say that from the earlier parts of the things that we were talking about, that I don't think prices that we're seeing a negative issue with home pricing or home appreciation. I'm going to say it's normalizing. Would that be fair?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, because I don't think 16% appreciation is normal.
No.
Normal 3, 4, 5%. California, Orange County went 5.3 over 61 years. That I'd call normal, right? It's been doing that longer than I've been on this planet. So historical mortgage rates by decade. Now, this is a fascinating slide,
mm-hmm.
right? Because most, you know, especially your generation, right? The millennials, you look at it and say 3%. Can we get lower than that?
Yeah, we're honestly spoiled.
Right, you are. Right? I mean, what did you pay when you bought your house? What did you pay originally? Do you remember?
4.25.
So when I bought my first house, I can add 14 about to that.
Yeah.
Right. I was in the 18s. Mary's at 4.25. But when you look at it just historically, I mean, we looked at, and I have it on my cheat sheet here, that last Thursday they came out with the mortgage rates, and 2.88 is a 30-year fixed rate from Freddie Mac. 2.88. And it's lower than it's been in 50 years.
Spoiled.
Right? Right. And you hear people saying, well, when's it going to go down even further? Based on this, what do you think the risk reward is? Is it the reward going to be that it's going to go lower, or is there more of a risk it's going to go higher?
There's way more risk it's going to go higher.
Right. I mean, it's just pretty simple right there. And when you look at the charts on it, it's just crazy how people are waiting for something better. Home price appreciation. So we'll look at that idea. And when we go into the concept here, and I should have led this section off with telling you that we're really looking at the housing market is not normal, but maybe normalizing, right? So we look at home price appreciation in 2021, 14.1 so far.
Yeah.
Right, that's a lot. Last year, what is it, about 11% average annual appreciation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
4.14. Right, that's the average annual. That's nationwide. Again, we're higher in Southern California. That's according to Black Knight and the National Association of Realtors. If you want to know where we have sourcing for every piece of data we share. Right, so it's not that we come up with it ourselves. Mary and I don't sit here and come up with.
We just make it up as we go.
Yeah, we make it up as we go. Just go with our charts. The months of supply of inventory. You've talked about that one.
Yes.
Right. So are you seeing that there's more inventory coming on the market?
Not as much as we need.
Not what we need. Right, so we're still 2.6 months supply. Was it lower? Yes. 2.6 is still pretty low.
Yes.
Days it takes to sell a home. We're still crazy. Mm-hmm. Right? January of 2019, it was 49 days. I don't like to compare any or very much to 2020, right? Because you have to be really careful when you compare to 2020 because it was a weird year.
Yeah, 2020 was just weird.
Right? So if you go back and look at July of 2019, it was 26 days. That's 50% higher than what it was July of 2021. Mm-hmm. Right? So still pretty strong numbers.
Homes are still selling fast.
Number of offers per listing. What are you seeing?
I mean, honestly, it just depends on the home and the area and the markets. These are national numbers, so they're weird.
Right. Like, but so the national number is 4.5. Are you seeing higher, lower?
Some are higher, some are lower.
Okay.
There's still some who are getting 10. There's some that are getting 2.
But it's still getting multiple.
Yes.
So, and how many do you need to sell the house?
One.
Well, there you go. Right. So getting 50% more than what you need is basically what we're talking about here. So if you want to get the fall buyer and seller guides, they're going to be out at the end of the day today. I'll have them uploaded. All you have to do is go to text HBG to 79564, HBG to 79564, or you can go to RSR HBG. That's the home buyer's guide. RSR HSG is the seller's guide. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A special thanks to Josh and Sean for engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, want some real estate information from Mary, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.